Season 2, Episode Number 34, My Favorite Hotel in Paris. In Paris, for those of you who didn't get that accent. But welcome to another edition of the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. But today, I am bringing you another edition of Flyer Girl Talk. Papa! Every week, Navigate with Nina, your host. I'm going to be maintaining my Keep It 100 style, but now we're talking travel. So when it comes to my road-tested travel tips, five-star advice, and unfiltered opinions, you're in the right place. Remember, Nina does not do domestic. She's not a backpacker, avoids hostels, and she reps the bad and bougie experience for those who enjoy a five-star vacation feel for less. If you have the same travel feels, don't move. 32 countries later, get my read on my own travel style, destination deeds, trip ideas, and helpful tips that are not always easy to find on your own without going down a rabbit hole. So press the subscribe button on your mobile and put this show on lock to get the inside dish on this Flyer Girl's travel truths. The story is this. It's really, really simple. In fact, I love it when the universe intervenes every time. So I'm going to go back in time a bit. It starts with U.S. Air. Does anyone remember U.S. Air Airlines? You know, since then, American has taken over them. But back in the day, they had this random seat sales that they would send via email. And you would have to act in 24 hours or less. So the one that I got, this is way back in 2001, was to Paris, France. And this email came in, I think it was like $199 round trip to Paris. And I was like, no brainer. So I turned around and sent a blast email to all my friends. And anyone who came up with an excuse, I already knew in my mind that they were not serious. I didn't want to hear it, to refuse this deal of a lifetime. So I got them. Excuses came in, all but one. My girlfriend was on board with a quickness, and we sealed the deal right away. There was no online anything back then to research hotels. The old school way was to go into Barnes and Nobles to research, do all like pull all the books and kind of go through them, buy whatever you need. And I ended up buying Paris for Dummies just because I wanted it to lay it out like in a dummy-proof way, because Paris can be very, very confusing to navigate through the arrondissements. But what made the night even special, because I think we did it, you know, went in on a Friday night and we just kind of stayed in Barnes and Nobles and shut it down. But this woman noticed all these books on the table and everything to do with Paris or France. And we had this like major spread. And then this is really the moment. This is the universe talking. She was like, forget all these books. Forget. Stop. This is where you need to stay when you go to Paris. Hotel de Nesle in the area of Saint-Germain. So we just kind of looked at each other like, okay, took notes. And for those of you who have or haven't been to Paris before, Rue Saint-Germain is the major, one of the major streets in Paris on the left bank of the River Seine. This street is historic, but it's most famous for its assortment of old cafes, little boutiques, and it's an elegant and interesting part of Paris as it gets. You can't miss strolling along and feeling that Parisian life as it moves around you. And there's nothing like a French boulevard to remind you what a city should really be. This hotel is extremely affordable. I kind of bucket it as budget boutique. So when booking a hotel in Paris, though, there's a few things every traveler should know, because here in North America, we tend to take it for granted that we're going to expect a bathroom in our room, which is not the case in Europe and certainly not the case for Paris. Bathrooms are communal, so everybody on that floor shares a bathroom. So when booking, or at least when you're doing your research, always ask for a room with a bathroom. And the way to pitch that and say that in Parisian terms is avec une salle de bang, which means with a bathroom. And I will say this, 17 years ago, this was my first official boutique hotel experience. Hotel de Nesle, just a little background, is a family-run hotel, and it's this older Algerian woman, and maybe her sister, I can't remember, but they speak both English and French, so if she fronts that she doesn't speak English, don't pay attention. But she didn't want to hear me. We had this love and hate relationship. One minute she loved me, one minute she was always calling me Nina, tu es bougie. And she would always refer to me as bougie, bougie, bougie. But, you know, I had expectations. So another thing you need to know, Hotel de Nesle is located in the heart of the Latin Quarter. So it's actually tucked into a side street located into the 6th arrondissement. But it's really easy to find. It's totally old school, eclectic, European. I call it boutique style. It only has 18 rooms. And no room is the same. Now, if you go in the summer, FYI, they don't have air conditioning. At least, that's what I recall. So I stayed there in the colder months, so it didn't matter to me. They had steam heat. Again, each room is full of character. Another note, there's 5 floors. There's no elevator. So if you have heavy luggage, you would want to ask for a ground floor, or if you're not mobile, you might want to look into that option. They do offer free Wi-Fi, so that's always a good thing. But it's a very good location, walking distance to the Louvre, Notre Dame, Saint-Germain-des-Prés, the metro. Price-wise, you could pay anywhere from $100 to $150 US per night. So as you can tell, it's very affordable. Every room has its own Moroccan-styled touch with an added theme or Parisian character, and they have all these brightly colored murals inspired by French literature or Northern African references. The floors do creak, but I think those type of imperfections always add charm to the hotel. But if you are a light sleeper, then just FYI. Bonus tip with this hotel, which I didn't discover until the latter part of my stay because we broke up our trip in two, where we stayed in Paris and then took a train to Amsterdam and then came back. And by the way, if you do something like that, they will hold your luggage until you return. But on the ground floor rooms, they have these Hammam-style bathrooms. And what I loved about it is, if you're not familiar with Hammam style, it's steamed baths. So as you are taking a shower, I don't know if they had a shower, but I remember just having a steam bath and it was amazing. So that is my tip and trick for this week. I haven't been to Paris since, and I think I might make a stopover there on my way to Morocco in September, but stay tuned. I haven't really figured that out 100%. Thanks for tuning in to Flyer Girl Talk. If you have the travel feels and possess that keep it 100 girl in your life, tune in each week for the real travel talk, Nina's deeds, tools, and travel advice. So guys, I'm actually thinking of a travel product to sell, and I'd really love your input. So stay tuned for maybe next week, where I will ask you to participate in a survey, and I would really, really love to hear from you. Lastly, don't forget to review the show on iTunes, and even better, don't forget to subscribe so you never, ever, ever miss one of these Flyer Girl Talk episodes. And if you like what you heard, share it, help me spread the word, follow me on social, people. You can find me at Nina Babel on Instagram, on Twitter, Snapchat, however you do. And I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Auto Radio, Google Play Music, and Alexa. And lastly, people, I live and die by Hotel Tonight. This app is amazing. I use it to book my hotels if I'm not using Airbnb. So to cash in on that, use my promo code NIBABEL to unlock your savings for the rest of the summer. Flyer Girl keeps it 100. She keeps it real. She keeps it true. Smooches. Oh, by the way, next week, for real, we're talking Cartagena if you're going.